Blog Talk Radio.
Smooches! Welcome to another episode of our Month of Women and Their Words. This is a special open mic for women because women have made history by speaking out. And Smooches Radio is so proud to be a part of the unique feminine fabric out there. Words are empowering. And when our listening audience tunes into our broadcast each Tuesday this month, they can be sure to hear some of the best spoken word on the web and around the world. But tonight, we have a very special guest out there, and I want to just give a chocolate-covered smooches out there to all of our women who have been following us on our IG. And one of those women really caught our attention, and we hope that she's tuning in live right now. But Hyper Literati out there, smooches to you, chocolate covered smooches out there to you and your friends and any of your followers, because we want you to know that it's so important for women to connect with so much love, and that's the type of love that we felt online. Now, for those of our loyal royals out there, you know that we have just become fans of the Instagram. And one of the things that I've noticed is that the connections are heartfelt, and it's possibly because women get a firsthand look at other women. Now, one of the things that I noticed has been happening is that there are a lot of women out there that are utilizing their photos in so many different ways. And smooches never knocks women for what they do. I want you to feel powerful. I want you to feel free. I want you to feel like Sonia Sanchez, Bell Hooks, Macy Gray, India Irie, and more of the women out there that just decide that, you know what, it's our world and the men are just living in it. But without further ado, I've got to give you something that we've been holding for you. And one of those things is our special online guest. And I see that we have an online guest right now, so I want to cue into our guest before we go into some of the clips that people have sent us from SoundCloud and from YouTube and from all over the web. Smooches, you're on live with Smooches Radio. What's going on and what are you smooching on?
Smooches, it is so nice to actually talk to you. This is Hyper Literati, a.k.a. Raven Aurora, from Instagram.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for tuning in. I felt your love, sister, from all across the world. Now, where are you located?
I am actually a new transplant to the Atlanta area, Atlanta, Georgia. I also represent Detroit. I was born in Detroit. I grew up in Jackson, Mississippi, and I stayed in Philadelphia for 7 years. So I've been all over the country.
Oh, gosh, a woman of the world as well as words. Well, one of the things, and for our listeners, if you didn't get that the first time, this is Miss Hyper Literati, also known as Raven.
Yes, ma'am. Raven Aurora Callahan.
Okay.
That is.
Okay. By way of the ATL. And so what's going on in Atlanta? Because I'm in the New York, New Jersey area, and we have had the worst weather this year. What's going out, you know, what's going on in Atlanta? What's the weather like? And if there's anything out there that since you're just getting your feet wet, is there any food or is there any smooch, you know, passion that you have out there that you've already kind of fell in love with?
Well, being new here, I haven't really gotten my feet wet yet, but as far as the weather is concerned, I have noticed that we've had a few cold days, literally in the 30s, sometimes in the 20s at night, and then we've had patterns of heat where we're seeing 60 and 70 degree days right behind these colder days, and it seems to be making everybody sick. And it's very strange because these are not the weather patterns you're used to seeing in the South, even in the wintertime.
Oh, wow. So I guess we kind of gave you guys a double jigsaw, unless you brought a little bit of that cold weather from Detroit by way of Mississippi. But so I'm so glad you let our listeners know, because we do have listeners from all around the globe, and we like to give them a live and interactive show where they can, you know, if they're making some decisions, and, you know, a lot of times women make a decision. So before we go into your spoken piece, I'd like to know, because women, we're always transitioning. If it's not our hair, it's a whole new look. You know, we go from flats to stilettos. We change the bags and the designers, and sometimes we come really conscious. What made you make a move at this point in your life? Are you trying to change your life, or is there something in Atlanta that just kind of brought you there?
Well, my move served sort of a dual purpose. And in Philadelphia, which is where I recently came from, I had something of a structured life. However, I was facing homelessness for the third time since 2011, and I didn't want to have to live on the streets, even though I had a job. So I called up some family members, and they decided to let me crash with them for a little while until I could get back on my feet. It just so happened that my sister-in-law has a virtual company, and I'm going to be working for her soon. But in the meantime, I'm also trying to propel my writing to a point where I can get my feelings out, not just on paper, not just on a screen, but out to an audience who will be able to feel and appreciate all these emotions I seem to be going through. I have a lot to say for some weird reason, and I've been thankful for the gift of being able to channel those feelings into words. Many people don't have that ability, and I'm trying to use my ability to create and to write and to express to help heal and to help empower other people. Team empowerment every day.
Thank you so much. Hyper Literati.
You're so welcome.
To you. Thank you so much for being very real, very explicit about the womanly struggle. And thank you for just, you know, being able to give our listeners that before you go into your piece, because I think that we're going to hear you a little differently after understanding a little bit about your feminine fabric and where you actually come from. So without further ado, I want you to please introduce us to the world of Hyper Literati.
I would certainly be glad to, and thank you for the introduction and for the chat. I chose a piece that I wrote a couple days ago. It's called Atypical Stereotype. And just to give you a little background information, it's about how Black women especially are often portrayed in the media, in the news, et cetera, as these negative stereotypes, mainly from, you know, reality television, from misogynistic radio lyrics. And this is sort of my way of trying to break that wide open and show the world that we women of color are not just baby mamas on welfare, so to speak. So I want to share this piece. Hopefully it won't take me too long to recite, but here goes. From the moment I was born, they labeled me worthless. A society bent on denigrating the very fiber of my being derides my ambition to live beyond preconceived ideals. I refused to choose to be confined to a life of despondence, for although I had no say in my gender or racial heritage, broadening to an aversive status quo is never an option. Shading for it lights your glare with each struggle I face. It seems to please you when my kindred trash our legacy and sell their souls to materialism and ego, life's scourge. You wave dollars, tempting my sisters to display assets both exploited and repudiated, feeding us morsels of hate to convert born queens into peasants of little self-worth. I'll shred every single box you try to sketch around me. Even the bleach of whitewashed ideals won't tame a soul rooted in divine love. No transference will occur here, despite the obstacles waiting to extinguish my purpose. I am nothing like those willing to be molded in your image, and I don't need another poem to rebel against nonsense. Perhaps I wasn't created to fit any set stencil of conformity. I feel no desire to fall in line with adherent mannequins or accept any rhetoric they try to foist upon my thoughts. Until breath vacates my voluptuous temple, I embrace me, an atypical stereotype to the fake modern black goddess, strengthening in self, opposing the world's depreciation.
Smooches. Thank you so much. Smooches.
You are so welcome. Thank
now,
you for
that's
having
what
me.
I'm talking about. Thank you. I hope that's not it. I hope we can get more, but if we can't, we are going to just sit and relish. I'm asking all of my listeners to please go right now, and I want you to look up Hyperliterati on our particular Instagram and look her up online, and I want you to go, and I want you to like, I want you to follow, I want you to continue to listen because, you know, these messages aren't given often enough. And I think one of the things that resonated with me the most is right at the time that I was going to say something, I kind of held my tongue when I was speaking about what's going on Instagram. And I tried to be very politically correct on purpose because I wanted someone else to say what I was thinking. And you did that for me tonight. And I thank you for that because what I really wanted to say was, I cannot believe the amplification of the ratchetness. And
I agree with
you. I'm just wondering why I just can't help myself. But I didn't want to be negative. I said, keep your vibration high, which means that I'm supposed to ignore it. I'm supposed to say, go out there, every woman, and be free. I'm not supposed to say have any value or virtue. And I think that that's all when people look at me, that's what they see. They see what the young lady who believes that my freeness and my, you know, virtue means that she can do whatever she wants. And because of my color, because of my skin tone, because of my heritage and my ethnicity, I'm going to always have to fight for people to see past that. And I think that's what your poem gave me an opportunity to do. It gave me fight to say, you know what? Hyperliterati just said it, so I'm going to just say it. I wish and I pray and I send a spiritual note to the Creator that we can be women of substance. I don't want to see all this stuff because I'm raising a young lady, and she is definitely amplifying what I've put into her. Now, I by no means am perfect, and I have definitely taken this journey in three steps. Risk, rise, rose. I was at risk,
okay.
I began to rise, and now I'm a rose. And I know it comes in steps, but when you have not changed, and you are still a rosebud, and you're not opening up to the fact that you are not just a woman, but you are being, and that is divine. And I'm like you. I have got to. This is what your poem did to me, Smooches.
I actually want to share another poem, if you have time, that I think will empower all Black people, because I wrote it with the intention to let people know that just because we have dark skin and kinky hair and dark eyes and whatever else, that does not make us evil. We're actually worthy in the sight of God, just like every other people on the planet. So this piece is called Negritude. And Negritude, I don't know how many of your listeners have heard this word, but this term means it is the state of being an African American. cherished within my skin, though reviled by some who ignorance holds firmly in grip. I am colored, sun-worn sable to match earth's heady hue, heart equipped with practical gifts to share, point of fascination, jealousy, and outrage to those fearing differences, still I thrive. Triumph asphyxiates glowers of abhorrence. Condemn me as inferior? Get real. I see my outer shell not as a cursing, but a unique addition to God's rainbow.
Smooches.
Smooches. I'm just so
Thank you so much. I was waiting for more. I wasn't sure. That I didn't want to interrupt you. I think it's just straight and to the point. And there are no words for that. That just needs to resonate with each and every one of our listeners. If you're just joining us, then you know that I'm broadcasting live on the air. And tonight we are celebrating women, women, women. That's right. Women have made speaking out a part of their unique feminine fabric. It has been years since women have desired a voice that will empower others. And I want our listening audience to really get in tune with who you are, whether you are a woman or you just want to embrace your feminine side. But this is an open mic, and it's about celebrating womanhood. All month, they've given us our own month. It's the month of March. And I think that it's really great that they decided to put us in the month that where fertility is the highest. There are going to be a lot of great things that are going to be birthed in the month of March, and you'll be able to enjoy them in April and throughout the summer, just like a rose and any other flower, you know, by any other name. But tonight, thank you so much to any of the people that are online with us in the chat room and on the phone lines out here, because we are definitely smooching Hyperliterati, and we want you to also smooch her and her movement. She definitely is going to be coming out with more spoken word, and I'm hoping, Ms. Hyperliterati, that you join us each and every Tuesday this month with more of your great fabric. And I hope that you stay on the line, because we definitely have something to smooch from someone else out there. And I would hope that you stay on the line so that you can hear those powerful words as well.
I absolutely will. I'm right along with you, sister. And I appreciate the fact that you're giving those of us who are not as well known as, say, Nikki Giovanni or Maya Angelou, a chance to express our voices and put our words into the world and have somebody in the world listen and understand and feel what we are saying. So I'm definitely staying on the line.
Smooches, and thank you so much. I want you all to just stay on, and I need you to hear it out. But Hyperliterati made some very good points. You have to be very, very comfortable in the skin you're in, and you have to understand that you are worthy. And I want you to feel worthy, not just when there's a month that's dedicated to you, your color, your culture. You should feel worthy 365 days a year. But who better can tell us how to feel than Chantel, Chantel? And I want you to listen very closely to some of the messages that she's going to give us right here on the number one independent, woman-owned radio vigil, smooching love, hugs, and kisses all around the globe. Wired for words. Women out there, smooches.
Cold beat, cold beat. ASAP, ASAP. And this for you, and you, and you, and you, and you.
Some hard, that truly expressed in love, truly expressed in love. Chantel, Chantel, cherish colors, but not every label. Together and create a season. Bless all of the heartbeats I got left. I'ma treat you like life like my first breath. The first step since you took no sorority could match it. Need a leading lady, my life is theatrics. Watching a movie show, soul seeking itself leads to something special and beautiful as yourself. Self-aware of the world I wear and where I'm at. Perhaps it's just the stares that you give. I wanna walk up a flight to fly, defy the pain the world's giving me. I can hope for love in the end, but eventually the truth sets in. The troops catch wind and colors exhale. That's a hue blow spin. And cones get bent down the street where you was. Spent the last 24 with my whole life looking for your love.
Some hard, hard night. Truly experiencing love. Truly experiencing love. Chantel, Chantel, cherish husband and not every label. Cherish husband and not every label. Chanel, Chanel, Chanel.
I got a slang D for you to do Dior. The new drop just to do all this dick dodging. Independence the limit so you can see that the house divided shall fall. That's what the O stands. Alimony, I threw the alley till your morning. Balling, I know the price you spent the nights holding me close to the flame. Exhale the smoke, the phoenix, but you stuck on Alexander Wayne. It ain't the change that you cropped for, that ain't the problem. But aside from more mothers to daughters, see yourself as divine water. All dimes get eyeball, Ricky pocket scale them until your wedding bell. Design a heaven named in the clouds. This is G4. See more of a man's feet on the ground. He gon' be around to raise kings and queens, the family of the American dream. What's the love though?
Some hard, night. Truly experiencing love. Truly experiencing love. Chantel, Chantel, cherish husband and not every label. Cherish husband and not every label. Chanel, Chanel, Chanel.
Mooches out there. Now, I know you needed to hear a little bit of that Chantel, Chantel. It's just about a man that needs a woman out there that's doing the right thing. And I know how many of us women out there struggle to see and do the right things. And one of the things that I would love to see in the world in the next 6 months is women making some transformations. And I mentioned earlier to Hyper Literati that there were three stages to me, and at risk is a time that I was actually just doing whatever I wanted without any conception of how it affected other people around me, what kind of name I was making for myself or my family. And this is the early part of your life when there is some confusion and you don't have wisdom by your side a lot of the time. And this is kind of like the baby stage of your life. And usually that baby stage is over, you know, either when you have to actually be a mommy sometimes, or sometimes that stage becomes over when you start to make some money and, you know, some appropriate money. And so then there was the rise stage, and that was the hardest stage. And I still sometimes wonder whether I'm still actually in the rise stage. But that's when you just begin to understand that being a woman is one of the greatest things that ever happened to you. And you become, you get to a place where you start to see women out there in the world doing their thing. You get a chance to have your spiritual sisters by your side. You get to celebrate womanhood in so many different ways. And hopefully by this time in your life, you know exactly what you want, or at least you're walking that way. And then the rose part. This is the part that has so many different stages, because a rose starts out as a bud, but the flowering part of your womanhood is so empowering. And so I want to share some words with you.
One of them is by Ann Sexton, if anybody's ever heard of Ann Sexton. And I like it. It's called Her Kind. I have gone out, a possessed witch, haunting the black air, braver at night, dreaming evil. I have done my hitch over the plain houses, light by light, lonely thing, 12-fingered out of mine. A woman like that is not a woman, quite. I have been her kind. I have found the warm caves in the woods, filled them with skeletons and carvings and shells, closets, silks, innumerable goods, fixed the suppers for the worms and the elves, whining, rearranging the disaligned. A woman like that is misunderstood. I have been her kind. I have ridden in your cart, driver, waved my nude arms at villages going by, learning the last bright roots, survivor, where your flames still bite my thigh, and my ribs crack where your wills wind. A woman like that is not ashamed to die. I have been her kind. And if anybody out there knows about Ann Sexton, smooches out there to her. But we received this poem from the Poetry Foundation. If you know anything about the Poetry Foundation, please go to www.poetryfoundation.org and check out some more of her work. I think this has been one of the greatest moments of Smooches Radio. And I want to tune back in to our listeners. You guys are the important ones. This is the greatest broadcast ever. It's about hearing women out. And so if you're a male, you're going to have to just take a back seat out there. I see some of you guys out there. I thank you for our loyal royals out there, men all over the world who have been smooching us. One of those is Abstract Mind. Please go and find him at Abstract. That's Abstract, A-B-S-T-R-A-K-T underscore mind. He definitely supports the women. We also have at Lindo, yes, from the Philly area, yeah, and he is part of the Afrofuturist Affair. He came to Smooches Radio.
I'm going to ask for that.
Excuse me?
You can tell me.
Have you been to Afrofuturist Affair? And anybody else out there that supports Smooches Radio, because we definitely love what we do, and we hope that you do too. Smooches out there, to Hyperliterati, are you back?
Yes, ma'am, I certainly am.
Well, I would like for you to just tell our listeners thank you and good night, and tell them anywhere else besides Instagram where they can find your pieces and your work.
Well, if any of the followers have a Facebook page, I have a Facebook page. It is called The Hyperliterate Poet. The address to that is www.facebook.com/THEHYPERLITERATEPOET. And then, if you have heard of a website called allpoetry.com, I am also listed on there. My screen name is Almighty Aphrodite. I have over 600 pieces listed on the website, including the two that I read earlier. And if you want to hit me up with a message or a friend request, please feel free. I would love to collaborate with other writers, other artists. We could make some beautiful work together, I'm sure. So just reaching out to all the Instagrammers, all the Facebookers, all the web writers, smooches to you all.
Smooches. And we're going to thank you so much. And we're going to go out with our very last piece. I'd like to thank all of the people who have been supporting us since the inception of Smooches Radio, and that includes New Jersey Print Shop. Please go to justmystyleclothing.com and check out Bernard's work. Bernard Burns is the sole proprietor. We also have to thank the Vashti School for Future Leaders in Newark, New Jersey. And we cannot forget our female achievers of Orange Preparatory Academy. Now, next week, we are going to come back with some more of these women in words, and we are going to channel the best Maya Angelou's out there. We are going to channel all of the great women who have come before us to give us a great foundation. But I want you to listen right now as we go out with Sensory Overload by Jaded Jones. Smooches.
My body's on sensory overload. I want you and need you to give me more. My senses are lit. My clothes are on the floor. Take me to the place where lovers go. I hear you. Your moaning and whining is turning me on. The sounds we make together sound like the sweetest love song. High-pitched squeaks, grunts, and hums. I'm calling your name. Your title is Daddy. You're saying, oh, shit, don't stop. And, oh, baby, the music is playing, but the neighbors know my name. The walls are alive with this rhythmic bumping. I see you. The picture of strength in your smooth satin skin, your muscles flex as together we spin, candles and darkness is where we lay and play. I'm dancing for you, you're watching me sway, feeling myself in that special way, looking upon your face, feeling myself melt, your gaze burns me up, my pocket is hot, there's lust in your eyes like you can't get enough, my body's on sensory overload, I want you and need you to give me more, my senses are lit, my clothes are on the floor, take me to the place where lovers go. The scent in the air sets the mood in the room. Lavender blossoms relax me and soothe my mind to a time of pure, unadulterated bliss. Your aroma so intense beckons me closer still with the promise that I'll feel better laying in your arms, soaking up your endorphins, making my wetness drip. Your fingers begin playing all over my frame. They slide and they swirl, grab and they curl from my toes to my head, causing me to cling to the bed. The feel of you, lips slowly kissing my hips, biting at my inner thigh, makes my waters flow from the inside, rushing towards my lips, your tongue salivating for the first drip. As your fingers continue their intricate dance, I feel myself going into a trance. My body's on sensory overload. I want you and need you.
I love that, Jada Jones, but I know you're going to need more. Jada Jones came on the Smooches Radio Show approximately a month ago, and she showed us that you can be a fierce and sexual being, and you can do it with so much class. Hey, listen, join us next week at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for more women, 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 women of words on Smooches Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Now, as usual, while you're waiting for the other blogs to do something new, Smooches Radio is always about you. Smooches, good night.